We go back now to Linda Wertheimer at our convention headquarters in New York City. Linda, looking back at the Democratic convention, the goal there was to portray John Kerry as the commander-in-chief with a big emphasis on his war record. What is the image that President Bush that the Republicans would like to convey this week?
I think that the Republicans are going to go back to some of the themes that they established in the convention 4 years ago. They want to present the president and the party as a moderate party, and to do that, they're going to put a moderate face on the party, especially in prime time. There'll be speakers like Rudolph Giuliani, the mayor of New York. John McCain will lead off on Monday night. Those two speakers will not be on primetime television, but I think they can both be expected to make news. One of the biggest nights will have Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, speaking, and he, too, presents a kind of different face of the Republican Party. George Pataki will be speaking, and, of course, Mrs. Laura Bush will be speaking. So I think it's a face of moderation and reason and interesting new ways of looking at things that the Republicans are looking to sort of be the public face of this convention.
So what about the more conservative wing of the party? Are they just going to be seen but not heard this week?
This is going to be very much like the way, sort of a mirror of the way that the Democratic Party convention operated. The delegates to the Democratic convention were very strongly anti-war. The convention was about John Kerry's qualifications to be commander-in-chief, as you said. This time, the delegates are very conservative. This is the conservative wing of the conservative party, the most conservative party, and the convention will be sort of aiming over their heads. The most conservative, social conservative speaker to speak in prime time will be Zell Miller, who is the senator from Georgia and who is a Democrat. So this is, they understand, we have been told by people like the Reverend Jerry Falwell. He says he completely understands why the president needs to do this. It's a very close election, and he is attempting to reach out to those people who are in the middle, who are undecided, who could go either way.
Last week, Vice President Cheney made news when he talked about the difference between his position on gay marriage and the president's. Do we expect to hear the president talk about gay marriage this week?
I think that the president generally does talk about gay marriage, or at least allude to it, in almost all his speeches, and I would expect him to do so here. But I don't think he's going to make a big issue of any of the issues that social conservatives care a great deal about. Although I think, you know, I would be very surprised if those issues are not mentioned. But I think that the main thing that the president is going to attempt to convey in his speech and in the speeches that lead up to his speech is that he has been a successful president in prosecuting the two most important things that he has had to deal with, the economy and the war in Iraq.
One of the most high-profile speakers after the president is going to be John McCain, who's had a very interesting role in this campaign. He has several times defended John Kerry against attacks on his Vietnam War record, but he's also been highly visible out on the hustings with President Bush. It almost feels like both sides want to claim McCain's support here.
No question about it, but John McCain is probably the most popular political figure in America, and he is a Republican, and because he is a Republican, he can't be disloyal to his president, besides which, to do so might make it more difficult for Mr. McCain to be elected president himself, should he ever decide to run. There's no reason to believe that he has made a decision like that, but I think he's just simply not going to do anything that would destroy that possibility. Besides which, he's an enormously loyal man.
Okay, in just a few seconds, other key issues that we expect Republicans to focus on this week?
Well, there'll be a laundry list of issues, health care, tort reform, that kind of thing, but really the issue is the success of the president. Has this president successfully prosecuted the war on terror? Has he successfully rescued the economy? Should he be trusted with 4 more years to, as he puts it, finish the job?
Linda Wertheimer will be back with you in a few moments.